Hello, welcome to the show, everyone. This is Reverend Julie Renee, and I'm so excited about our topic for the day. We're going to be talking about regeneration and the difference between regeneration and rejuvenation, talking about how to create miracles and the systems involved in accessing our miraculous space. So today's topic is going to bring us on a journey through our DNA, our stem cells, but beyond that, it's going into the spiritual body. And we all know about the systems in the spiritual body, the physical body, and actually even the spiritual body. So we have, like in our physical body, we have our immune system. We have our respiratory system, our cardiovascular system, our muscular skeletal system, our endocrine system. So those are very, very well documented thanks to medical science. So we have a good understanding about how things work together in the physical world and in our physical body. In the spiritual realm, we understand the system of chakras. We understand the auric body, that there are 7 layers to the aura. There are 7 main body chakras, and then many other lesser chakras, smaller energy chakras that are called nadis throughout the body, that are just smaller versions of the chakra. And we know about the meridians of the body, and that those meridians, which are energy, where energy flows and communicates from one part of the body to another, which is really accessed through acupuncture and acupressure. So we're understanding the communication and connections and systems. And as I was looking at a dear client friend of mine the other day, I've been working with a wonderful gentleman who has brought to me some pretty profound areas to assist him in healing. He has pancreatic cancer, and he's making such big improvements. And as I was looking at him, and we look at really something more like regeneration. When someone is that sick, we're actually working on clearing out the cells that no longer serve the body. And in some cases, there might not be very much left or nothing left of that gland or organ that's been under siege for a while. And so we're actually talking about creating something out of nothing. And for those of you who have worked with me, especially in this area, you'll know about my techniques of rebuilding one master cell and then getting that improvement throughout the body. And that's pretty exciting. We'll be talking about that in a little bit. But we were looking at him. I was looking at him as he was resting on my sofa, and I was getting a download from the Supreme Being to work on his systems. And the systems that I was asked to work on were his circulatory system, his lymphatic system, and his immune system. And there was another system that I was told to work on, and I didn't have the name for that system immediately because I hadn't worked on that system before. And what I discovered was there is a system in the spiritual body called the regenerative system. And this system is set up in our spiritual body to create something out of nothing. And so what we're looking at in that spiritual body in the regenerative system are the golden rings, which are your halo. So in especially in the paintings from the Middle Ages, we see lots and lots of saints who have activated golden rings. So they have a miraculous ability about them. They're very saintly. Those golden rings, actually every single person comes equipped with golden rings, and generally they don't actually activate until you're to a certain energy, vibration, or signature. And we're looking at, if you have, I often refer to David Hawkins' system of energy numbers. And so the golden rings sort of automatically come on, those creative rings automatically come on at about 600, which is well over the unconditional love state. However, when you would like to access those rings, they're available in no matter what energy number, whatever frequency you're in. And so a lot of times, most of the people who work with me are between 320 and 490. And so we can actually go in and turn the rings on actually before they reach that 600 state so that we can use those creative rings. And that's that really that creator God force to cause a miracle in the body. And you know, in the paintings, you're going to see kind of this halo that it has some beautiful design in it. But typically, it's more like rings that are over the crown chakra. The crown chakra can be quite extended and expanded, especially, so that might be part of the way the artists were interpreting it. They were kind of combining that beautiful seventh chakra with the rings. And humans have anywhere from 2 to maybe 8 rings. And the more rings you have, maybe the higher spiritual energy vibe you've been experiencing over lifetimes. So I'm thinking that the longer that you've been in a more mastery level, the more rings you have. So, or that you've really worked your spiritual body lifetime after lifetime. But regardless of whether you have 2 rings or 5 rings, you're really going to be able to use that creator God force for yourself as you activate and bring them into kind of that sparkly state, that sparkly activated kind of. What I see is that it pulses when they're off. It's almost like a neon ring that's turned off. You know how that light looks kind of maybe a little grayish and there's nothing happening and you turn that neon, just imagine that being gold, you turn that neon ring on and it'll actually kind of pulse and buzz, and not the obnoxious sound of neon, but a beautiful kind of pulsing spiritual, like kind of an angelic sound to it. And I also liken the rings to the force that's described in Hinduism in the Shaivite tradition, so that force of creator-destroyer. So when we activate those rings, we can use that energy to create out of nothing new, new glands and organs or new cells, so that we can actually activate that. We can also use those creative rings or golden rings to destroy, to clear out cells that are no longer necessary, to erase them, to disappear them, to, you know, using that creator, destroyer, God force, we can bring in the new, the fresh, the renewed, or actually brand new, and we can eliminate, clear, erase things that are toxic to us or don't support our organic mechanism. So that is number one of the regenerative system. And then number two of the regenerative system having to do with life force and kundalini. And in the Indian tradition, we have a kundalini life force wrapping up the spine like a double helix. And the imagery that they use in that tradition is two snakes wrapping around the spine, which you see on the scepter in the medical symbol, that life force energy, that same, it's the exact same thing that they're showing in that medical scepter. And that kundalini, especially with people who are ill, is often quiet. It's often just sitting at the base of the spine doing nothing, not moving through the body. And so we are using that kundalini, that miraculous energy that, to me, when I look at it, glows a sparkly green. We're wanting to get that to go all the way up, that double helix, all the way up through to the top of the head and out the top of the head and encircling the body. And we know that we're in a really healthy spiritual state when we get that kundalini shakti, life force, energy, you know, really swirling through the aura, all the way up through. And so that's one of the things that we definitely work on when we're doing regeneration, is to clear the blocks that are inches up, you know, and clearing and clearing and clearing. And so we just keep asking it to move up until it's entirely free to flow with great ease. And that's number two of the regenerative system. And life force. And life force being related to kundalini, but an overall force, an overall energy, an overall experience of having a full, like, just like an electric circuit where you have, you know, you have a dimmer switch, and so you might only have a very dim light. If you turn that dimmer switch up to full force, then you have full life force. That's sort of, if I can give an image like that, that's what we're looking for in life force. We want that on full blast. And a lot of times people's life force will be down at 10%. And they, and you actually see that in the person, that they look like the light is very, very dim. And as we speak about that life force and light, we move to that final, number three, that final component in the spiritual body of the regenerative system. And that is the light of the cells. And the cells, each and every cell in the body, carries a tremendous amount of information. And in each cell, there is a spirit, a light, in each individual cell. And as the body becomes ill, it the lights go out in the cell. Like many of the cells that I regenerate have no light at all. And so what we're looking to do is to restore the light of the cell. So, which brings us then to the cell. And I'd like to talk a little bit about the cellular regeneration I do, and that I'd like you to learn how to do. And I want you to understand that this is not just something that a spiritual master can do, but you too can do this. This is possible for you to learn how to do. It takes a lot of practice, intention, some discipline in practicing and really working these skills, but it's entirely accessible to you also. How you would learn to do this, you would want to come into one of the courses that I teach, and as luck would have it, there are several of them coming up. I have a DNA stem cell regeneration level 1 course in St. Louis, November 14th, and so that's a Sunday, and we'll actually be working on learning some of these basic techniques on how to regenerate the body. And then also that exact same course is taught Saturday, November 27th, and that's from 10 to 5. And that's going to actually be a small workshop in my home here in San Rafael. And you need to actually have a invitation from me, but please send me if you're interested in attending this class, and then we can see if you're ready for that class or if we need to do a little bit of work together before you come in. And for people who are doing my meditation techniques, you're probably ready. We'll just take a look at that. And this will really give you some very solid tools to begin your journey. And then also there's a one-week course, a whole 1 week on regenerating all the systems of the body. That's May 10th through the 18th in Mexico. And then the final thing that I really encourage you to consider is getting the home study regeneration course. And we'll talk about that a little later in the show, in the hour. So let's go on to the cellular structure and what we're looking at when we're regenerating. And let's define regeneration versus rejuvenation. So regeneration, what I'm talking about here is out of nothing or out of dire depression in the cell or the body, we invent something brand new, fresh. And so when I look at some of the things that I've actually regenerated, not rejuvenated, but regenerated, at age 3, they removed my tonsils and adenoids. At age 46, I, with my regeneration system, created new tonsils and adenoids, full-grown tonsils and adenoids. The doctors were shocked that they were there and said it must have been a mistake. I must never have had the surgery because there is no evidence that I never had them. It looks like I've always had them. And in that era, in that time, I was looking at, oh, it would be useful, since I had a depressed immune system, to have all of my parts back. And so I grew them back, thinking, oh, I need my tonsils and adenoids back. They can help me with my immune system. So that's one thing that I regenerated as opposed to rejuvenated, which is bringing a useful quality back into something. I actually brought something out of nothing into existence. And I have been working on a project for a couple of years, which is to regrow my thyroid. And my thyroid, I had a follicular thyroid cancer with papillary tendencies at age 24. I was exposed. Oh, and this is so beautiful. There's a hummingbird 10 feet from me. I was exposed to the atomic bomb as a young girl and had the radiation poisoning that causes these strange things in the body. And at 24, pregnant with my third child, told I had a 50-50 chance of surviving the year. They removed some of my thyroid while I was pregnant and the rest of it right after my son was born. And I went through a long, prolonged period of treatments back then. It was a long time ago, and I was just a babe, didn't have the guidance I have now. So I went through the medical system, and I had many surgeries, and I had a lot of radiation. Radiation for 10 years. Every time they saw thyroid cells, they gave me radiation yet again. So you can imagine that there's probably nothing resembling thyroid in my body after multiple surgeries to remove everything they could find and then radiation for 10 years. So pretty hard on the body. So for the last few years, I have been regrowing out of nothing a thyroid, and I have about 30% function of a thyroid already percolating. So that's regenerating, really creating something out of nothing for myself. And as I looked at myself, although I do believe in the no time, no space, what my spiritual information was, it would take 5 years to completely restore a full activated thyroid for myself. And so that's one of my little projects. I'm always working on projects on myself. So we're talking about regenerating cells out of nothing, and that's actually a wonderful place to start, is with cells rather than with a whole gland or a whole organ. So when we go back to my my dear friend and client, Barry, we've been working on his pancreas, his liver, spleen, and stomach, because those are places where he's had cells out of control. And what we do in the bad cells is we do a kind of erasure technique where we're shooting a blue energy, that kind of a cobalt blue coming out of my fingertips into these areas, these cells that do not serve the body. So we're really deprogramming and taking the power of the cells, erasing the information of the bad cells, and removing, really working on clearing the cells. So we do both the deprogram energy, which is the cobalt blue energy, out of the fingertips into the body, and then erasures, which is an easy way to do an erasure is to imagine a rose landing on the bad cell. And you know that they've used this image when they first started realizing that you could help cancer by doing the Pac-Man. Pac-Man would be just fine, too, the gobbling up the cells. That's a perfect way to do it, too. How I do it is I put a rose on the cell, and then I put a little bomb underneath the rose and explode it, and I'm basically erasing the bad cells. And then we want to be, once we've cleared that, we want to be actually finding the master cell for the liver. So that cell that came in, maybe it's the stem cell. So when you were 130 cells dividing, when you were, not even an infant, you were just a week in your mother's womb, 1 week conceived, you're called a blastocyst, and you're 130 cells, and at that 130 cell space, you have all the information you need to make a little body. And so we're looking for that master cell that's continued to live, say, in the liver or in the pancreas, that cell, that stem cell that started from your beginning. And we want to activate that cell, and we want to take a look at it and see what's going on with that cell. And a lot of times that cell will be pretty broken down, pretty beaten down. Most of these cells, as a matter of fact, I would say 100% of the cells I look at related to cancer and profound illness, the cells no longer have a nucleus, so they no longer have the brain of the cell functioning. So we're actually then miraculously we're putting in a new brain to the cell. And then we're looking at the organelle that's like the stomach, the absorption organelle, so the ability to take in nutrients in the cell. And we're looking at the organelle that eliminates toxins and the ability to remove toxins from the cell. So we're regenerating and clearing these. And that we go into much, much deeper in the coursework that I'm teaching. So this is kind of an intro, and I understand that some of this will be a lot to take in, but I just want to give you the components of it. We look at the membrane of the cell. Sometimes the membrane is pretty collapsed. That actually is the first thing that we clear, is the outer, the skin of the cell that holds the insides in, and we repair that. We repair the DNA in a cell that has been affected by serious illness or cancer. The DNA will be broken in anywhere from 1 to 4 places, and the DNA gets repaired. And finally, we activate the light of the cell. And inevitably, in illness, the light of the cell is entirely turned off. And we're bringing that light of God, back into the cell. So once you have one really healthy cell, and that might take 20 or 30 minutes to get one cell really healthy, but again, we're starting from, a really sick cell to a really healthy cell, then we're going to use a mirroring technique, and we're going to mirror that cell to all the other cells in that gland, organ, or system, and then we're going to amplify that by bringing in the light of God, gold energy. And so that's the basic regeneration technique that I use to regenerate the body. And I'd like to bring Ray on the line at this point and just check in to see if there are any hands up for questions or any questions from Ray herself.
Actually, I just I love how you speak about this, because it is so miraculous, and yet you have such confidence in knowing around. You're kind of talking about it like it's just ordinary in your consciousness about how this works, and I want to say how extraordinary that is. Because I think all of this information is so much part of our human evolution to become more aware of the power we have to create our bodies within our conscious mind and the question I had, and there's so many, because you really opened up quite a Pandora's box of opportunity here, this concept of regenerating. Julie, can we do this for others? I mean, can I learn this process and then work on someone, perhaps a loved one, who is ill, or is that sort of a whole nother level of understanding?
Absolutely, everybody can learn these techniques. And what I recommend is that you experiment on yourself until you've got some mastery over it, and absolutely you can work on others. Definitely, definitely.
That's amazing. That is incredible, because I know so often we feel rather helpless when someone has a diagnosis in this system, and they have all these percentages, and here we are talking about the fact that anything can heal. I mean, from what you're telling me, you really can go back to the source and recreate from that sort of world of pure potentiality.
Completely, totally, yes. It's, you know, it really is the power of our mind. I think the one thing, I know Yogananda talked about this, about that kind of being able to harness cells vibrating and, you know, transform the physical reality into, you know, from what you know from spirit, from the mind, direct physical reality. And, you know, I know this from my time in India, that we have an unlimited power in our spoken word, in our thoughts. There are the four Vedas, and I've talked about this before. A lot of times, my students will remember this as my favorite lesson, is to talk about the power of our voice, our mind, our thoughts, our words. And Sanskrit is such a language of truth and purity. And the Vedas, there's a Veda that actually you can, it's a hidden Veda, but this particular book, it's like a Bible, tells the incantations to transform the physical reality. So you could bring in a hurricane or a tsunami, or, you know, you could create something out of words. You can just speak into the universe, and then that just becomes fact. It just is fact. But I think for most of us in the Western world, if we have a kind of a system that we practice, it's like a muscle, we know it to be true. It becomes less in the realm of something unknowable and unattainable to something that, oh, with practice, we see over time that we've gained some power over it, we've gained some skill, or we've actually grown into it. And so it makes sense to us. Our brain understands that, oh, yes, this is what always happens when I do this. When I do this deprogram energy, always we take the energy out and it reduces the hold of the illness. So then it makes it more available for me to do the erasure. And then with the erasure, that always clears some of that energy. We look, you know, 2 weeks later and I discover, oh, look it. You know, we've got a good percentage of cells that have altered and we're really on the right track. There's weight being gained or whatever we're looking for, we're getting lots of evidence that this technique continues to produce really good results. And I think when we have our mind kind of enrolled in that, we understand that we are miraculous creatures.
Well, also, there is this idea of understanding the systems at work. I think understanding is really a big part of this, because until you know that something exists, it's very difficult to understand how to interact with it. So you said something really powerful a bit before about understanding cellular regeneration, and I love this idea of going back to the very source, the very element that makes up our entire system, and that is the cell. But you said it takes practice, intention, and discipline. Can you talk a little bit about what you mean by that, and is that part of the home study course? Is that where we learn that practice, that intention, and that discipline?
Yes, yes, definitely. Practice means that you just dedicate time during the week. Maybe it's not every day for this, because this is a big, big project. Unless you're ill. If you're ill, you probably do want to practice every single day on yourself. So that's one thing. And I can talk about that practice a little bit more. I went through a program called Spiritual Wellness with a wonderful school, Ashwapion. And they teach you how all about your systems in your body and what they look, you look at them spiritually. And so I got to kind of look at my systems and all the different things in the body, and it was this wonderful introduction to looking at the medical model of the spiritual body, or the physical and spiritual body, how they interact. And then I, knowing now that I started like really having that really good introduction to those parts of the body and what they look like spiritually, then I came into my own garden, into my own space, and I started developing techniques to heal parts of my body that weren't functioning. And this is not that long ago. This is just a few years back. I was sitting in my garden, and I know, and this is where intention comes in, is I know that if I raise the energy vibration of my body to a very high level, like chanting will do for me, or communion will do for me, where I go really high, so my energy vibe is really high because I've matched the energy of love, devotion, you know, that spiritual connection with Jesus, whatever that is. So I've matched that energy, so I've got my body really high vibing, and then I go and do the regeneration work. That'll be incredibly much more effective. And so for a few weeks, I just went every day in my garden for 2 or 3 hours. I sat in my garden and I did my chanting, and then I went to work on myself, and I was activating the stem cells and just trusting without a kind of a knowing how far I could take it, but knowing that I would have miraculous results. And so there's that intention and the discipline, the ongoing practice of it. And after a few weeks, I emerged from the garden pain-free. I'd had a pain condition that was pretty unbearable. I had fibromyalgia for, 19 years. I had asthma. I don't know how long I have had asthma, but it was diagnosed for about 20 years. And I no longer had asthma. I no longer had the pain condition, which allowed me to really start doing things that were predicted I would never do from the medical community, which allowed me to go running, prolonged runs in, on mountain trails. And, my breathing just got easier. My life got 100% better without that unrelenting pain. And so I was able to actually activate cells in my body and transform myself. So practice and intention, a real intention to create a miracle for yourself. Also, there's a kind of a surrender of, okay, I don't know how far I can take it, but I'm just going to take it as far as I can take it, and I'm just going to be available to taking it all the way to the place of a total miracle.
I love that. And then I would imagine once you've healed yourself, there is a certain confidence in knowing you shift into, which allows you then sort of an energy to keep a discipline about your energy and taking time to focus on that regenerative practice, which I can really appreciate. I mean, once you've proven to yourself that this is real, tangible, practical, if you will, now I understand even more so why you have a certain confidence and ease about this information, because you know it to be true. You're not thinking, you're not hoping, you're not wondering. You really know it to be true, and I think that's what's so powerful for people who engage your work, because we get to ride on the confidence of your knowing. Because a lot of this seems, for most of us, kind of way out there, like, what was that again about cell and regeneration and body? it can be overwhelming. But your confidence allows us a door in, and I think that's really what we're talking about here, is that you can learn this. The trusting, I think, is really important. Can you talk a little bit about what you mean when, to see before it is clear, to trust, to have faith? What is that practice like for you?
We are all radiant beings of light. We are all God beings. We originated from source, from light. So we all have the ability to harness for ourselves the miraculous. That kind of knowing, that trust, I think that we create circumstances for ourselves to practice in. I particularly had a very difficult life. It was predicted by the medical community 5 times that I wouldn't survive the illness that I was going through. I had many surgeries and was profoundly ill, was hit by a car, had no pulse or blood pressure when I was put in the ambulance, and yet I was still, my eyes were still open, and I was conscious and speaking with no pulse or blood pressure. So
that'll give those EMTs a story to tell.
Oh, my God. It was so funny with them, because the one, I must have not been quite as experienced as the other. He said, she has no pulse or blood pressure. And the other one said to him, shut the fuck up. My eyes were open, and I was still answering questions. So he was like, don't tell her she's dead. We don't want her to know she's dead.
Oh, my Lord. Julie, we have a caller who's risen their hand, and so I'd like to bring them on to the call. Hold on one moment. 519 area code, welcome. You are live with Reverend Julie Renee. Go ahead.
Oh, hi there. My name's Jennifer. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, Jennifer. Welcome.
Thanks. I was wondering, I've been having issues balancing the left and right side of myself. Mm-hmm. Do you have any suggestions to help get that balance?
Okay, and do you have, is balance issues with walking, or is it just balanced energy, both?
Balanced energy, yeah.
Yes.
Well, and actually I went to yoga today, and there was no way I could have balanced on my left leg, but I'd already been told that there's something big going on my right side.
Yeah, I see that. I think that when, Jennifer, that originates in the brain. Let me just take a look at what's going on up there, because that's the first communication I get from you as a spirit, is look in the brain. So let's see.
So Julie Renee is kind of giving a little bit of a psychic scan here, Jennifer, so just relax.
Okay.
You're in good hands.
Yeah. Right, your right neocortex has black energy in it. I'm going to clear that for you. Now, as we're doing this, it's going to take maybe 2 minutes for me to clear this, maybe not that long, we'll see. I want to encourage you also to look at where life is in and out of balance in your physical environment. And so there's one thing that I really do teach about, which is having life in balance. I have a balance wheel where we look at spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical worlds, your finances, your home life, your happy social life, your family life, and all that. So I want you to be just kind of taking inventory over the next few days. And feel free to contact me if you'd like to get all those details about life and balance. Because a lot of times when we have imbalances in the physical body, there's some imbalance in our reality, you know, in the reality that we're living out. Almost clear, not quite clear. Yeah, so that's... And did anything lead up to this? When did this... Do you remember kind of the day when this was sort of not working anymore for you?
I felt... I was at a class during the week, and instead of doing the alms, we were just humming through. And mm-hmm. that's when it struck me. It was like my right side was like a puffy balloon, like a marshmallow, but my left side seemed normal. And then today when I went to yoga and I couldn't balance on the one side, I knew that there was something out of whack.
Okay, could you just check in with yourself now that brain, the neocortex cleared, and I want you to just maybe stand where you are if you can and
mm-hmm.
just feel what it feels like. Do you feel the energy starting to move for you? Do you feel like you're coming into some balance?
I do feel that there's a release on the back part of my head on the right side.
Excellent.
Like a drain sort of release.
Exactly. As you're standing, you're still standing, just stay there a minute. I'm going to open up your feet chakras, and I'm going to clear the meridians in your legs also for you. Yeah, that's looking a lot better. And then I'm going to bring some gold into the top of your head. And that back place where you're talking about is... You know, a spirit looked like spirit was not getting in right side of body. So was it the right side that was puffy? Is that what you were saying?
It was the right side, yeah.
Right side, yeah, right side. So that actually makes a lot of sense, because right side spirit was not getting in properly. Left side it was getting in properly. So let me do a spirit and body healing with you. So the back, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, is where we have our genetic entity. And that's our connection with spirit in body. So our spirit actually goes in and out of that kind of a little circular opening. And So I'm going to do a little gold energy through that area of connection, spirit, and body.
And also, for anyone who's listening, this energy also reaches you and surrounds you. So know that even though Jennifer is on the call, there is also energetic availability to you as well. So all of our callers who are actually listening live or listening to the pre-recorded. So it is a wonderful experience to be on this radio show, whether you have something going on or not, because it is it's a wonderful field to play in. And Jennifer, thank you for stepping up and saying hello. Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, how does that feel?
Oh, it's good, and it's also helped my, is it your solar plexus, your chest?
Yeah.
Okay, and that feels a lot lighter, too.
Yes. You know, one of the things that always happens with people when you do a healing with me is you're going to feel lighter. Your cells are going to be kind of lit up and kind of sparkly. If you look in the mirror, I bet you're going to look a little younger.
Hey.
That was handy.
Yeah,
yes, we do.
Yeah, so
you do.
That's so funny. I did a 20-minute healing on the radio a couple days ago, and the lady said, "Oh my God, I look 10 years younger. How do you do that?" So thank you so much, Jennifer. And do feel free to contact me if you'd like to know more about Life and Balance. Also, we could actually tune you up just a little more. You're on a spiritual path. There's some things we can do with your auric body and your physical body that would just give you more joy. So I'd love to hear from you if you want, if it's appropriate. Otherwise, just blessings, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And Reverend Julie, what can Jennifer do now to sort of keep up what's been shifted? How can she take best advantage of the energy shift that you were able to assist her with?
Than her yoga practice, that's spectacular, and her meditation practice. You know, I think just a real healthy lifestyle. You know, and the thing I love to tell everybody is get your exercise in and get out in nature, because God has wired in for us in nature a way to keep ourselves pretty healthy and balanced. And so once you get clear, stay on that happy, healthy lifestyle. I think the other thing I want to just encourage people to do is turn that TV off. The TV turns off a brainwave. And then what you get is a steady feeding of 120 to 170 or even lower energy field. And miraculous healing is, you know, 500 to 1,000. You're not getting anything that's helping your body. You're getting a constant match of something which is a much lower energy vibration. So unless you're watching a love story, which I totally approve of, or a comedy, which I totally approve of, the energy vibration that's coming through on the just regular TV is really lowering your vibe. So if you could create that practice of, you know, just happy things coming in, it really helps you hold your healing. Working in your garden, eating food that really serves and nourishes the body. Those are all really, really good practices. Getting enough water in the system, getting enough oxygen in the system.
And I think that's really what we're talking about, is that ability to sustain energy shifts, whether we work on ourselves or have a teacher like you who is able to interact with our system. It makes just sense that we continue to play in those higher vibrations to continue that opening, and that just makes sense. We're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you about a few opportunities to meet Julie Renee, or if you'd like to connect with her on her website. And then if we can, Julie, I'd love to end our hour here with a wonderful meditation. How does that feel?
Great.
Okay, we'll be right back. So, Julie Renee, I'm going to bring you back, and if you would, we have about 11 minutes left for the show. If you could just bring us into a meditation and out from the show, this would just be wonderful.
Very good. All right. So I'd like everyone to just take a nice deep breath in and out. And just find yourself in a very comfortable seated position, spine erect, feet on the floor. Breathing in and out. And as you breathe in pink and gold energy. This is the energy of divine love and God energy, pink and gold energy, breathing in and out. If you did nothing more than for 10 minutes every day, breathe in pink and gold energy, you would regenerate your body. You would rejuvenate your body, just bringing in that energy of love, that divine love into the body. Very good. Sending a grounding cord down from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release any excess energy in the body, breathing in and out. All right, for male bodies, ground your testes with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down to the center of the earth. And let's go ahead and set that on release. And just we're just releasing competition and aggression. And for female bodies, we're going to do the same thing with yours, your gonads. So let's ground those ovaries with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down to the first chakra, and down to the center of the earth. Set the ovaries on release. And for you, you don't have competition and aggression in there. What you have is healing projects on overdrive. So everybody that you're healing is in your ovaries. Your family members, the people that you love, maybe clients, friends. So let's go ahead and set that on release. Set those ovaries on release. Let's let go of all those healing projects. Breathing in and out. Going up to the adrenals. They sit on top of the kidneys. Let's ground them with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center. Down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. Setting your adrenals on release. Let's release the adrenals. And the adrenals are your system that allows your nervous system to become calm or your nervous system to become activated and to put you on high alert. What we're looking for is calm. So let's let go of all that fight or flight stress out energy in the adrenals. Very good. Popping up to the center of the head, sitting in your throne. Open the trap door out the back of the head. Let's clear out the center of the head. Maybe take a spiritual fire hose, do one big whoosh, wash everything out. You're just cleaning out all the dust bunnies and fuzzballs in the head. Let's clear that out. And when you feel like you've gotten it kind of cleaned up, we're doing it kind of fast now. We'll close the trap door, turn off the hose, pop out the top of the head. We want to work on those golden rings today, don't we? Okay, so you're in your crown chakra. Let's make sure that that crown chakra is spinning and on. It sort of looks like a waffle ice cream cone with a disc at the top. And the disc should be spinning. That's your seventh chakra. And it should be gold or yellow. That kind of matches you with the Supreme Being. And then kind of surrounding that and above that are your rings. So go ahead and see if you can kind of have a sense of how many rings you have up there. It's okay if you don't. Let's just imagine that they are there. And let's go ahead and take a spiritual feather duster and let's dust them off because maybe they haven't been on in a very long time. And then let's just imagine that there's a little switch. Like, you know, you've got your switch for your light. Let's turn on that little switch. Let's push that button and let's turn those golden rings on. Yeah, it's fun. It was really fun. And let's go ahead and draw a line from the golden rings, the last golden ring, down into the back of the head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. And let's just go ahead and bring that gold energy into the body, this miraculous energy into the body through your genetic entity or that spirit and body connection. There's a little circular opening there in the back of the head. Again, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. There, you got it. Good, good, good. Everybody's doing good. And bring it down into your body. And one of the really fun things to do when you're learning about your golden rings is to bring this into the senses. So this gold energy that's coming into the back of the head, let's have it flood into the senses. So your vision, your eyes, your hearing, your ears, your smell, taste, and then touch. And touch will flood every cell of the body, especially your skin. So let's just do a nice golden healing with these golden rings into the five senses. And you're all doing wonderful. Everybody's getting this. And you should be able to breathe better and see a little more clearly when we're done. Actually feel and smell. Everything's going to be a little more pristine with this gold energy lighting up your senses. Wonderful. All right, and then we're going to pull the aura in. Let's go ahead and clean out the aura. Let's put a little golden vacuum cleaner under the feet, and let's just have that vacuum cleaner be a little robot vacuum cleaner. It's a Roomba, a golden Roomba. And let's just have it zip up, kind of like the Tasmanian devil, just a real fast little zzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz and then you can throw it down the big grounding cord. And then everybody, open your feet chakras. So these lotus-like lenses at the bottom of your feet, let's open them up to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through the feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. Beautiful. And let's go ahead and bring spiritual universal energy into the back of the head. So find a place that's in affinity with you. And let's bring a line of energy from that wonderful place into the back of your head. Maybe it's a mountaintop or an island. Let's bring that down into the back of the head, down into the neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, out the fingertips. And more of that beautiful cosmic energy is coming into the back of the head, same place, genetic entity, down into the neck and down the back channels, the meridians in the back. And we're doing a spiritual shower from the inside out, looping through the pelvic region, up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head, like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. Fantastic. And we're going to look at doing a spirit and body healing. So a lot of times your spirit is out in front of you inventing your future. And your physical body is holding on to all of the memories of the past. And so let's go ahead and ask your physical body to be in present time, in this moment, in this day, this exact second. Let's bring the physical body just into the present moment and feeling that cleanliness, that inside-out shower that you've just experienced, that kind of regeneration. And let's bring that physical body into present time. And then spirit, let's call the spirit out of your future project. So if it was reinventing your week and month, year, let's just for the moment bring your spirit back to you. And then let's go ahead and bring the spirit into the physical body in present time. Let's bring a golden sun in with the spiritual body. And let's fill out the fingers and toes, arms, legs, torso, neck, and head. And let's imagine you as a spirit are stretching into the far reaches of your toes and hands and really stretching into your body, filling yourself out as spirit all the way to the outside edge of your skin. And you really want to be owning every cell of your body as a spirit. This is your blessed, beautiful creation for you to play in. It's your playground, your divine playground. Radiant being of light, breathe in and out with great celebration, joy, and anticipation for a movement towards more vitality, vibrancy, and awesome, fabulous health. Breathing in and out and coming back into your room, into your space, maybe allowing your eyes to open, feeling very blessed, knowing you are a radiant being of light, knowing that you have great, miraculous, regenerative abilities inside you. And may it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, enthusiasm, energy, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.